Marcos Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1-5. We're continuing directly from the previous Mishnah. At last sight, we had Batman and Robin swooping in and turning Ernie and Bert into Elim Zomen because Batman and Robin testified that Ernie and Bert couldn't know about what Johnny did because Ernie and Bert were with Batman and Robin on vacation in Timbuktu. So that knocks out Ernie and Bert. But what happens if other witnesses come? You know, the rest of the Sesame Street staff show up, and there comes Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, and they're testifying that they saw, you know, Johnny kill Shimon. So Ba'o Acherim, if another group come, there comes Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, and the Hizimum, and again, Batman and Robin once again say, how could you guys know? You, Snuffleupagus, and Big Bird were also with us in Timbuktu, along with Ernie and Bert. And then again, Ba'o Acherim, two more come. Here comes, Grover and whoever, and the Cookie Monster, and the Hizimum. And again, Batman and Robin say, listen, Grover and Cookie Monster, you're with us, along with Snuffleupagus, and with Ernie and Bert, and Big Bird. You were all with us in Timbuktu. Afilumea, even if Batman and Robin do this again and again and again, 100 times, Kulam Yehiragu, we'll believe Batman and Robin each of the 100 times, and we will end up even potentially executing, if it was a capital case, the entire 100 groups that came from the Sesame Street set. Again, Gzeiras HaKasav, and that's how it goes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree on basically how the bartender learned it on 2 separate points. First of all, his own opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, is once we have a situation of Hazama, where we've declared the gavel has come down, and we had initially ruled that Johnny was to be executed for his crime, and then Batman and Robin swoop in and say, no, 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 you can't kill him, because your star witnesses, Ernie and Bert, were lying there with us on vacation in Timbuktu. Okay, so now that indeed saves the accused Johnny. So as far as Rebut is concerned, we're not opening this case up again with accepting new witnesses. Once you've had one case of Hazama, it's game over. So there's no possibility of hearing more testimony, and therefore there's no possibility of having a second set of Edom Zomen. However, in addition, Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, even according to you, Chachamim, who hold that you would open the case a second time and hear a second set of witnesses, and even a third set, or whatever the story is, but surely you're not going to accept the same Maziman, the same Batman and Robin duo, to make each pair of witnesses you bring again and again and again be Edom Zomen. Because why, it's obvious that Batman and Robin are sort of, they're in some kind of conspiracy. They're colluding, like part of the mafia, to protect Johnny. Okay, isn't that obvious? So therefore, we're not going to believe them again and again and again. So that's what Rebuta says. He makes those 2 points. He makes the second one first. Rebuta Omer, Istasis Hizu. According to the Gersa in front of us, Istasis, which means something like, I don't know, they're lying. This is obviously a big setup. Istasis Hizu, this is a setup where whoever comes, no matter what they say, automatically we're going to have Batman and Robin turning them into Edom Zomen. Therefore, how could you possibly believe them? Isn't it obvious? That's his objection. Surely you agree to me that you can't accept Batman and Robin to be the Mazimin again and again and again. But furthermore, as far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'ena neheregis ela kasa rishona bilvad. Anyways, according to me, this couldn't get off the ground, because once we've made the first group, Ernie and Bert, into Edom Zomen, they would be executed, but that would be the end of the story. We would not bring a new trial against Johnny to consider if indeed he was liable to execution, so there wouldn't be a second group of witnesses, you know, the Snuffleupagus and Big Bird, in the first place. Okay, the halacha actually is like the Tanakam, however. As the Rambam puts it, just the same way, 2 witnesses who could say against 100 witnesses, you guys are all with us, so none of you can testify, and that we'd believe that. So too, if 2 witnesses, Batman and Robin, say on repeated groups of witnesses, first Ernie and Bert, then Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, and then Grover and Cookie Monster, each time there's more and more and more groups of 2, it doesn't matter, it's Gzeiras HaKasav. Again, if Batman and Robin could stand up to the Drishna Chakira process of the Bezdin, we'd have no choice but to believe them if but their saying seems to be true, and they stand up to that investigation. So therefore, in theory at least, we could make multiple sets of Adam Zomen, each one after the other.